This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, it's Monday, the 13th of July. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer off today, back on the morrow, it would seem. Lots of things as I look around. Last time I checked, we were here and we were holding on to our own, which is an accomplishment in and of itself. There are few discussions anywhere about new romances. Have you noticed that? There aren't a lot of people who have... I wonder how the dating sites are doing. Would you... the question...
Dating activity on those sites is way up.
Right. Oh, it is?
Yeah, well, because people are trying to make a connection. There's If you're single and you're at home and you're lonely, at least, you can start talking to new people on an app.
Yeah. Look at the magnificent new sky out there. Wouldn't you like to fly on wings with me? I'm dreaming about you. And then you meet
I don't know how far you would get on those apps.
Really? I tried them when I was in my 40s, and it didn't... I shouldn't say that. There was one thing that worked out well for a while. But anyway, why are we talking about this? How did I go down?
I don't know how you got there.
I was thinking about where we are and what's practical today in our lives. I was looking at CNN. How many things have changed? I don't spend much time on any of the news networks, but I did see something. I came across CNN showing pictures of how clean the canals are in Venice and the sky over Los Angeles and even over China, New Delhi, around the world. You see some of the animals that are roaming the silent city streets in some countries.
There are great white sharks all up and down the between New York in the harbor. They've been spotted, the ones that are tagged, and then right off the coast of New Jersey, because people are not on boats as much as they used to be. So and they've seen species of whales sighted in different places around the world where they've never been seen before. So it opened up this, the oceans are normally pretty crowded between animals and people, and with the lack of people and no cruises, if you think about all the boats that are not in the water right now, it's been amazing for all of the sea life, because they've gotten a bit of a break. But the problem, though, is as soon as people start going back to work, it's going to be twice as bad, because no one's going to be on mass transit. The point of mass transit is, well, one of the byproducts of mass transit is to cut down on the carbon emissions. And so everyone's going to be back in their cars, because they're not going
to
trust mass transit. It's going
to
be 10 times worse for the environment once people start commuting. A fact. It is what it is. It's good news for if you have a Tesla, you should be maybe looking at more like hybrids and stuff if you're going to buy a new car.
But even the new information on that is the old information, because it still takes power to charge up the battery. So until you get that made out of power from the sun or the wind, then you may not be accomplishing as much as you think you're accomplishing. Accomplishes something, but not a whole lot. Midpoint in the year 2020, that's where we are with this week here on the DJV program. The virus is going to be, do you think, the big story? Well, of the three things that we know we're going to focus on between now and the end of the year, the virus and its ups and downs, the Black Lives Matter and other minority matters as well, plus the business about the election, we haven't started to scratch the surface of that yet. So at the end of the year, when we are looking, you realize that 6 months from now it's Christmas time, New Year's. I was teasing somebody about that the other day. Wash your mouth out with soap. as we're in the middle of 80, 90, hot, humid, hazy, crazy days of summer here in New England where I am, down where you are, and that's the same, and those beaches and all of the people that want to go out and whether they're wearing masks or not. So some states have had huge upticks, if you will.
Yep.
The state you're in is one of them, I think, Victoria, isn't it?
It is, because, you know, the Jersey Shore has been hit hard, and everybody is on the beach. They're crowded around. Where I live, and it's a beach community. It's a tourist community. And when we walk outside of our building, it's just no one's wearing a mask except us. It's crazy. And the result is you see all these spikes happening. And I think in a couple of weeks, we're going to see a huge hot spot right along the Jersey Shore and probably all down the coastline. Florida, Miami, Miami-Dade County has now said, and this is really bad news, in the past 13 days, the ventilator use in hospitals is up 129%.
Wow.
So this is really terrible news. They also, Florida as a whole, on Sunday, reported a shocking record of new cases in a single day. 15,300 new cases on Sunday alone. It's the highest single-day figure for any state in the U.S. since this began. That means that Florida has surpassed, and we knew this would happen. The governor refused to abide by any of the CDC guidelines. He made it very political in Florida. It's especially dangerous because Florida has so many older people in their population. And this is the result. 15,000 brand new cases on one day. So, I don't know. For people who just aren't taking this seriously, I don't know how much more information or data do you need to not wear a mask, you know, or to change your mind to wear a mask when you're in public. I don't know what it's going to take, but these are the numbers.
There's a thing called responsibility. And so I don't want to preach to you. You have to make up your own mind about what is important to you. But you're not on an island. You're not alone. Unless you live by yourself as a hermit, you're going to be exposed to other people. And it just seems like good form. It seems like it's polite. Even if you don't think you're going to benefit, why do you always make it about you? Make it about somebody else. Make it about somebody that might be helped by, you know, that my son and I were talking about this yesterday, how now the info leads us to believe that this thing, when it gets out in the air, it kind of stays there for a while. It doesn't evaporate. It doesn't go away. It doesn't land on surfaces as quickly as was the thought at the beginning. It doesn't stick to the aluminum or the metal countertops like people thought that it did. It stays in the air. It just kind of like hangs in the air. And so because of that, it just seems, at least my message to you, pretty direct, pretty simple, the responsible way to act, to be accountable to yourself, not to anybody else, try it and see if you don't feel better about how you're just, it doesn't hurt anything. It really doesn't. And if you want a cow mask from me, we have the Eastley Farm cow mask. Have you seen those, Victoria?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They've become the talk of Los Angeles, it seems. My son, when he wears them, people say, where'd you get that mask? Or some of my business partners out there, they wear the mask and they're giving them away and they're telling people, if you want to buy them, go to this website, $15. It's just, you know, but they are something that is necessary. That's my message. If I have anything that I want my radio brand or brands to be associated with, it's being responsible. And this is a message teaching your children to be responsible and to think about others, not just themselves. One of the big problems in the world today is that we have so many selfish people who are only interested in themselves. We've taught the children of the world in the last generation to think about nothing but themselves. And it's good to have children think well of themselves. There's a happy medium. In my generation, children were not necessarily brought up to think that way or believe that way. And many of you who are my age, you get what I'm talking about. So you went overboard with your children, and they went overboard with their children. And so what we have now is a bunch of selfish brats. Too many. And so they don't, you know, I'm not wearing a mask. You can't make me wear a mask. You dumbass. It's not necessarily just for you. Is that a little too poignant, you dumbass?
No. No. I'm tired of people trying to make this a political issue. You know, it's like, we don't, if you have a fever or if you have an infection, we don't make that political. So, like, why is this becoming so political? It's just, I don't understand it. And it's only to the detriment of all of our own citizens. We're not accomplishing anything except we're harming and killing ourselves. Phil and I were just talking off the air in Louisiana.
Look at the numbers in America versus the rest of the world for the most part.
Look at the numbers in America versus Canada. The numbers, the way that they controlled it in Canada, and some people are making the argument that it's because they have, like, Medicare for all, like the socialized medicine. Maybe that is part of it, because everybody got tested pretty much right away. And then they have the treatment is available, and, you know, maybe that is a part of the factor there. But the fact that we're that close, our borders touch, and yet the United States has been a disaster with the way we've handled this virus. It's a disaster. In New Jersey and New York still hasn't seen an uptick yet. New Jersey locked it down, and I think we did a really good job. But all up and down the coast now, my sister-in-law just sent me an article. Yesterday, the beaches in front of where we live in Long Branch, they all had to be shut down by the cops because they were so overcrowded and no one wears a mask and no one was social distancing. And the beaches were so packed, they had to start turning people away. And I'm fully prepared that we are going to be in the next hotspot, fully prepared for that realization. We knew Florida was coming, and look at it now, 129% uptick in ventilator use. And other hospitals around the country are reporting that they're running out of remdesivir already. And that's like a new thing. So
now we should be, better.
I don't know where we're going to be in a month, but this is the if I put on my tinfoil hat here, I don't think this is going to be a good outcome in a month.
Where you are, in other places where they've handled it well, where I am in Massachusetts, the situation is much stronger. I haven't had a death, haven't had a new case for a couple of weeks. So it's a whole different way. And it hasn't been, there's not anything going on here other than people apparently are more responsible here. So if that's the case, that's...
I wonder if your beaches are seeing, like on the Cape and Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, Cape. I wonder if people are seeing the same.
I have some friends down there, and they said it's been fabulous. People have been responsible.
That's
good.
The
restaurants are... Yeah, that's one of the things I love about being in Massachusetts. I love the Cape. I can't stand going down there at this time of year. And if I ever was lucky enough to have a place, I'd do it on this side of the bridge. But it's a fabulous place.
Yeah.
And it's because the atmosphere, I don't know, the ambiance, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It
it's stunning.
Like, yeah, it just feels
like... My grandfather had a place in Chatham on the Cape, and it was just...
That's a great place.
It's beautiful, yep.
Great, great place, great place. Speaking of things that are great, may I help you, those of you who have become... I was telling a story earlier about a lady who, after having a couple of children, put on a lot of weight, and she wanted to get back to... She was a model when she was younger. She wanted to get back to that, and she did. It took her 6 months to do it, but she had the information... She knew how to use Calitrin for a healthy weight loss program. It can't be beat. That's what she says. And, you know, one of the things that's great, you can go online. There are private sessions available every week where a group calls in with questions and answers. I think that happens once every 7 days. This is something used around the world. Calitrin, the liquid or the capsules, every night before you go to bed. Not only is it good for losing weight, but it's good for your joints. Just losing the weight is great for your joints. But if you want to see people who are just like you, go to toploss.com and see all the testimonials. Help yourself. That's toploss.com, where you can get the 6 month experience for the cost of three. You buy three at toploss.com using the DJV code, you get three free bottles, the BOGO deal, plus no shipping cost. That's using the code DJV when you visit toploss.com to buy Calitrin to lose the weight the safe way, no stimulants, toploss.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bon Jovi, or is it Bruce Springsteen? What's the name? I know it's Bon Jovi, Phil. I'll never know. I was asking that question of the audience to see if they recognize this was John Bon Jovi. He's New Jersey here, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Right. Yep.
So is that the sound? Does Springsteen not have unique? Does Springsteen sound like he does because he's from New Jersey as well as Bon Jovi? Good night. As John Bon Jovi?
Well, I think Springsteen has his own sound that no one else has ever really had. And Bon Jovi, now this is kind of the stuff they do, but back in the day, they were just like a big hair band.
Yeah. Well, he says, I was, quote, moved to write American Reckoning as a witness to history. I believe the greatest gift of an artist is the ability to use their voice to speak to issues that move us. America's on fire. There's protest in the streets. This is Lyric Line. Her conscience has been looted. Her soul is under siege. Another mother's crying as history repeats. I can't breathe. This is the message. And there's a reference to George Floyd in here. He writes and sings, God damn those 8 long minutes laying face down in cuff on the ground. Bystanders pleaded for mercy as one cop shoved a kid in the crowd. When did a judge and jury become a badge and a knee on the streets? Pretty powerful. The band and Island Records are going to give all the proceeds from this to support the Brian Stevenson Equal Justice Initiative through the end of this year. Although recorded after the rest of the album, American Reckoning will also be featured in the group's postponed new LP, Bon Jovi 2020, which was pushed from the 15th of May to the fall because I'm sure there's a lot of...
A lot of album releases got pushed back. I don't really know what the benefit of that is. I think initially initially record labels said, you know what, let's push it to the fall because we can probably be touring on it by then. But now we know no concerts are happening unless it's like a rare drive-in kind of thing. Yep. But no tours are happening this year. So I don't know why artists don't just say, you know what, I'm just going to put the album out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let's get some good promotion for it on the radio.
Right.
Yep, that's what this is about, in a manner of speaking. our radio time every hour given to the music of our lives. 26 after here on the DJV show, Victoria and I have now a focus on Alanis Morissette, who's releasing Reckoning, which you're hearing there, latest single from her upcoming album, Such Pretty Forks in the Road. The release date is officially the end of this month. Many of the Such Pretty Forks in the Road singles have dabbled in themes of mixed blessings. This song that you're listening to, Reckoning, takes an explicitly darker tone. Let's crank this up a little bit. That's you. Sounds like it ought to be in a movie. This song.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of her music is very cinematic and has that. Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is probably no different.
Predators and Prey, she's singing about here. This haunting string section. The rhetoric of the Me Too movement is in this song. Morissette's scheduled to go on tour this year in support of Such Pretty Forks in the Road, as well as to celebrate the 25th anniversary of her landmark album, Jagged Little Pill, but the shows are put off till next year. When Morissette does hit the road, she's going to be touring with Liz Phair. That's a 90s grunge band. Oh, that's the Garbage.
Liz Phair is a single artist, and then Garbage, yeah. That's an interesting bill of fare for the three of them, yeah.
Yep. All right, that's the update on Alanis Morissette here at 28 after the hour.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dream. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Republican governor rumored to be eyeing a run for the White House in 2024 says the GOP needs to be a bigger tent party after President Donald Trump leaves office. Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan saying,
by reaching out, by trying to find that middle ground where people can stand together, and by avoiding divisive rhetoric and winning suburban women, winning over Democrats and independents, and winning with minority votes.
Hogan, who has clashed with Trump on many issues, was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. He also did not rule out voting himself for Joe Biden in November. Multiple reports say Washington, D.C.'s NFL franchise will announce today that it will retire its Redskins nickname, which some say is racist. A new name is not expected to be announced right away, as they say copyrights are pending. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
A high-tech company CEO is leaving that company after a viral video of his racist rant last week. Michael Lofthouse giving a statement to Fox News. He says he's leaving Solid 8 so as to prevent further harm to the company. Last week, the video was posted of the encounter between Lofthouse and an Asian family, with him swearing and yelling at the family. Elvis Presley's grandson has died, and authorities say it was a case of a self-inflicted gunshot. 27-year-old Benjamin Keough was found dead yesterday. He was the son of Lisa Marie Presley and musician Danny Keough and brother of actress Riley Keough. Oil prices slipping as traders expect OPEC to ease off supply caps at an upcoming meeting. An OPEC committee will meet tomorrow and Wednesday, and cartel heavyweight Saudi Arabia and OPEC ally Russia are expected to pull back on those supply cuts that were imposed in May. And from the folder marked, well, there's something you don't often see, an elderly woman's okay after causing a hot air balloon to make an emergency landing on a neighborhood street in Chicago. The woman, believed to be in her 80s, passed out while on the hot air balloon ride last week. The pilot landed the balloon smack dab in the middle of a neighborhood road. She ended up being fine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four at the hour on today's DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, focused on all kinds of things, the visible and the invisible. When I was a teenager, Victoria, I loved cars. I had a Chevy Impala Supersport, my first car. But I had, because I learned how to drive early, I had the opportunity to drive all kinds of things. And my family was a Ford family. So we were focused on the big Lincolns and the Ford convertibles and the flip-top. You probably never saw the flip-top, the hard-top Ford. Did you ever see one of those, picture one of those?
A hard-top Ford?
Right.
Like a sedan? A Ford,
yeah. Had a, it was a convertible, but it was a hard-top.
No.
What? Really? All right. I'm going to bring in, because today is the new Bronco, the unveiling of the new Bronco. I've invited our auto expert, Nick Miles, to join us to talk about the Bronco. But as I said when I did about the flip, they, we call those the flip-top cars. I think they were 1957s. Nick's not quite as old as I am, but do you remember, have you ever seen, did you ever drive one of those?
No, a lot of those vehicles that were sort of big in the 50s and 60s, people don't let people like me drive them because they're worried that they won't come back in the same condition that they left the garage in.
Yeah. They were not well engineered. There were plenty of problems. Sometimes you couldn't get the... What was most perplexing is with the flip-top cars, they would go down, but if it started to rain, sometimes you were hard-pressed to get them to go back up again. So I do remember that vividly. All right, so what can you tell us about the original Bronco? And maybe we'll all have, Victoria, have you ever had the pleasure of riding in one of the original Broncos?
In the 90s, yeah, Bronco. Nothing, like not any of the old cool ones. Like Lady Gaga has a revamped old school Bronco that looks really cool.
Yeah. All right, how about you, Nick? When was the first Bronco ride you ever had?
I actually used to own a 81, I think it was, Bronco, which was the Bronco 2, the little ones. I really love those ones, but nobody else does. I think I was the only one that actually liked those. And then they sort of ended up as sort of shrunken down.
Yeah, they were like a mini.
At some point.
They were, well, the world was going for, I passed a Buick Skylark yesterday on the road, one of the old ones, and they were called mid-size at the time. Right now,
like they were the like size of a pier. How did be a mid-size?
Mid-size, right. So they did the same thing with the original SUVs. They tried to size them down. I think Jimmy did that too, didn't they? GMC did that?
Yeah.
And they would not, they were awful.
Yeah, and then suddenly they all got bigger again. Listen, the Bronco comes out tonight. This is something we've been waiting for about 5 years. I mean, some people have said they've been waiting since, 1996 to see this, but we've been waiting sort of for 5 or 6 years. There's been teases, there's been logos, there's been talk. It's finally here, 8 o'clock Eastern tonight, 5 o'clock Pacific is when the unveil will actually happen digitally, of course. If you want to watch it, it'll be across all ABC stations, I believe. They'll carry it tonight. We'll have it tomorrow morning. In fact, I'll be in front of it tomorrow morning. What can I tell you about it? You won't be disappointed.
Have you seen one of them? Come on. Fess up. Oh, have you seen one?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we had to see it. We've had to learn all about it because we're going to have to talk about it on TV tomorrow. And everybody I'm working with on the crew here is putting their orders in tonight at 8 p.m. because it's a stunning vehicle. So, what do we know about it? We know there's going to be three different Broncos tonight. We know there's going to be a four-door, there's going to be a two-door, and there's going to be what they call a Bronco Sport, which will be something closer to something like the Jeep Compass. They're definitely going head-to-head with the Jeep Wrangler with the four-door and the two-door. It's going to be a go-anywhere vehicle. They're going to have something called a GOAT mode, which is go-anywhere over any terrain mode, which is basically a dial on the inside that you can do everything from sand racing to off-roading with. And there will be everybody that gets a Bronco will have the opportunity to go to something called a Bronco Roundup, where you get to do a lot of off-roading. So there's a whole community being built around this.
That's very Jeep-like. That's very Jeep.
All right, but I'm gonna venture something here, and maybe I'll be the first one to have said it. As a Land Rover guy, you can do that stuff and could have done that stuff with Land Rovers for years and years. I'm wondering, because Ford used to own Land Rover and Range Rover, if they took the technology that went with the Defender and used it in the Bronco. Am I on solid ground here, Nick?
Well, that would be a very educated assumption. I wouldn't put it past them to have done that, Doug. I don't know that for a fact. But when you look at the brand new Bronco, which you will see tomorrow morning on TV or tonight on the digital unveil, you might notice some things that you recognize. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, right.
He's actually not allowed, Doug, to tell us more. We were talking during the break, and he's not allowed. But here's something. I went on their website, which is pretty cool, and Nick just mentioned GOAT, G-O-A-T. That was the original internal code name for the 66 Bronco project. That makes me think that there's going to be a lot of a throwback to the 66 Bronco, which would make it very enticing to me because I love the old-school look. So that could be a good clue.
Mm-hmm.
So I will tell you, I can tell you that they spent a long time with the historic guys going over, how it looked, looking at all the old blueprints. I will also tell you that the original Bronco had 11 different colors, and the new Bronco will have the same colors but a modern twist on them.
So remember about 4 months ago you said, I didn't do this, but you did, that new Mustang that came out that was a limited thing. If you put $500 down, you can reserve one of these new Mustangs. Is the same sort of thing, sales technique being promoted for the Bronco? Can you put $500 down wait in line?
Yeah, tonight, I think it's actually only $100. Tonight at 8 p.m., they will take your order, and there is going to be a first edition. They are limiting it to around 2,000, I think, on each model. And so the first 6,000 people, 2,000 for each model, will get the opportunity to get the first edition. And I think you put your $100 down tonight at 8 p.m. at Ford.com. The ordering will be open.
So will you do that as a car expert, somebody who really knows in terms of experts around the country and around the world, would you actually put $100 down on buy three or four different Broncos? Will there be a return that actually is worth something?
Well, probably. I will tell you that I did it with the Marquee, the electric Mustang. I did it twice.
Yeah.
And I've had a bunch of dealers contact me asking to buy mine, so it might be a good investment as well to do that with Bronco. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do we have an idea of the price, just real quick? Do we have any guesses on what the price will be?
Yeah, I will tell you my guess, and I don't know, and the price, they probably don't know the price either, but just take a look at the Jeep Wrangler. I think you're going to see it start in the low 30s for the Sport version, which is sort of more like the Jeep Compass version, and then the Wrangler version, the Bronco, the two- and four-door will probably start around 35. You can expect, if you put every single bell and whistle and get the four-door, for somewhere over 50,000, maybe 55 if you really deck it out.
Okay, cool.
Which is what you have to pay for a good used Range Rover autobiography.
You can also buy you can also buy the new Defender for around $50,000.
You know, I saw one of those. They're quite special. What we ought to talk about that at some point in time, but maybe tomorrow can we impose on you to give us a little more info tomorrow morning, or are you going to be too busy doing television?
No, absolutely. I'll send you guys some times, and I'm open. We'll get on the phone, and I'll walk you around it.
I can't wait to hear that. That's going to be great.
That'd be a good idea. All right, so we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, pal.
All right, guys.
Nick Miles, his website, Auto Expert. Do you remember... Victoria, you're so funny. Do you remember when I said I wanted to do a feature with Nick when I first met him a couple, 3 years ago, and you said...
I said it better be really good, or else it's going to be terrible.
No, but you thought it was going to be terrible, because you think, guys, when we talk about cars, it's all guy talk, and has nothing to do with what women are interested in.
I love cars.
I do, too. I think.
No, my only concern was I thought it was going to be, like, really boring. And what makes that segment amazing is Nick.
Yeah.
Nick is, I love him. He's got the voice, the accent. He's got all the info. He's super cool. Like, that's what makes that segment great. And I look forward to him every week.
You mean it has nothing to do with me?
Nope.
And him?
I knew you were going to say that.
And I knew you were going to give me that for an answer. So there. All right, 44 after the hour. This is the DJV program. You want a bright white smile? You want to be the talk of the office? Oops, wait a minute. I can't say that anymore because nobody's in the office. All right, so what can you be the talk of? You can be the talk of your own family. And never mind doing it for somebody else. How about doing something for you? Y-O-U. A whiter, brighter smile that you can be proud of, that you will like, that you will see in the mirror, that nuance, if you will. You knew you had it, you just couldn't find it. Well, you can find that bright white smile by using a patented all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent called Power Swabs. I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products because my image is important to me. I like a nice, bright, white smile. Fortunately for me, I don't drink coffee and don't drink wine. I do have a lot of blueberries, and blueberries will stain your teeth. That I will tell you. And so if you need to have your tooth whitened because of what you're eating or drinking, do not please use a whitening strip. They take a lot of time, and they are messy. These trays, they're garbage. No, Don't do that. There's a five-minute way, a five-minute solution. Isn't that what you want me to offer to you? A solution to getting a brighter, whiter smile safely. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes. You don't have to put up with any of the baloney. Just snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and smile in 5 minutes. Those stains start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on your teeth, your natural teeth, your caps, your veneer, whatever you got in your mouth. You're encouraged to try Power Swabs. You get your money back. They don't like them. PowerSwabs.com. Use the code DJV10 for the special pricing. 40% off and then another $10 off because you're a DJV listener. So you get the whole deal for about $50. That's a great way for you to spend. And it lasts about 5 weeks. Try it. Victoria has tried it. Jennifer's tried it. I've tried it. I use it. PowerSwabs.com for whitening your teeth. Use the code DJV10 for an extraordinary deal.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
For those of you who are wondering what the latest scam is, you'll be interested to know, Victoria, identity thieves stole $158 million from the Massachusetts Unemployment Department. How do they get... How are these places that, are they, I mean, if you're involved in something like that, you should have an indefensible, right, all kinds
of firewalls.
Well, that
was what we saw. Yeah, that's what happened all across the country. In Florida, it took people months to get their first unemployment payment. It was slow in New York, slow in New Jersey. The systems were just so overrun, and no one prepared for it.
What is government for? It's like we laugh about it, but we pay for it. That's it. That's the whole thing. It's a real trigger with most of us, isn't it, when you think about it?
Yep.
Monday, July 13th on the DJV program at 10 before the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamg'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamg'day.com with Longevity. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah, instantly you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Think of Darth Vader when they hear that, Chucker, right? Victoria?
Yeah.
You see,
totally.
Imagine the visualization goes into your mind right to not only how he looks, but how he sounds. That voice, James Earl Jones, but the breathing, the heavy breathing. It's just, when you hear that music, man, it strikes fear into the hearts of good guys everywhere, I think, maybe, right? And he was dressed in black. I'm surprised there isn't some protest about that. All the good guys, well, the stormtroopers were dressed in white, though, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. All right, so we have the music from Empire Strikes Back. What's cooking?
This weekend, number one grossing film, Doug, in the United States, Empire Strikes Back from 1982. $550,000 on, like, they did a re-release on, like, 600 screens, a lot of them drive-in movie theaters. First came out in 1982. The hardcore fan base regards Empire as the best of all the Star Wars movies. The darkest, tightest script, great direction, great cliffhanger, Han Solo frozen in carbonite at the end. That was a great film, no doubt. And then they do, the next one is Return of the Jedi, which brought in the Ewoks and lightened Stole up. I still like that film a lot. I love the original trilogy, but the Empire,
I do too.
Number one this weekend, $550,000.
What else? Can you give us the top five like you usually do when we do box office totals? What are the other ones that have been showing?
I just saw the link with the number one. I don't know if there is a top five. I think Jurassic Park's still playing fairly well. I know some of the films they re-released, is like E.T. We're currently playing in the theater I'm involved in. We're playing E.T. Back to the Future is playing in some theaters, so they're going to, you know, the core revival stuff that's playing nationwide.
How did your theater do this weekend as opposed to
last week? Not good.
No, people aren't coming.
No, yeah. I mean, we're still having a hard time getting people indoors. I think we probably had, well, these numbers are not good. I maybe 40 people for the weekend total.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a nice small specialty theater. But you normally would have 10 times that many people, right?
Not 10 times. We'll draw between, in a week, between 300 and 600 people, generally. So, I mean, it is what it is. I guess time will tell.
All right, the new Batman movie is going to have a television show that goes with it. What do you make of that?
It's going to be produced by, I believe, what's his name, Terrence Winter? Is that his name, Victoria?
I think so, yeah. I mean, Matt Reeves, yes, who's the writer and director of the new movie, The Batman, he's also going to be working on it, so it's kind of his creation. But you're right, the other guy who wrote The Sopranos is going to be writing it.
It sounds like a lot what Fox did with the TV show Gotham. It's going to have all the Batman characters except Batman. Having said that, I'd like to see Batman included, but this guy definitely knows what he's doing. He created, produced, directed a lot of the episodes of The Sopranos, so should be top quality. It's going
to
be.
So you expect that sort of a tone, though, from it. Will it be rough to watch? I thought Gotham was rough to watch, and I thought sometimes The Sopranos was a little rough to watch, for me anyway.
I think it's totally different. I actually like Gotham on Fox. It was very inventive, a little bit over the top. This will be much more serious, I think, in tone than that, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched Gotham when it first came on, and I liked the character. There were two or three characters that I quite liked, but then it just got so dark, so just really nasty, I thought, anyway. The passing of John Travolta, or as Chuck would say, John Travolta's wife, Kelly Preston, what do you think that'll do to his career? Because the two of them were very close.
That's horrible. I don't know what it'll do for his career, but boy, he's had some real tragedy in his personal life. That's just a horrible, horrible story. Horrible.
His son died too, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. She was only 57, and it appeared that they were always kind of happy together. And you know that kind of. I think sometimes you go
there a long time.
Yeah. Well, does it make you? I remember Pierce Brosnan when he lost his wife. It affected his career for a while. I think he was still playing Remington Steele. By the way, did you see that there was some movement? Some of the Broccolis apparently are thinking about bringing Pierce Brosnan back for one more James Bond. Did you see that?
I did not. I did not hear that.
What do you think about that?
I would watch that. I love Pierce. To me, was a great James Bond with a lot of bad scripts.
Yeah, they'll be doing something with, obviously, Bond, an aging James Bond character at that.
Yeah, but they can't
find... I like that idea. I think it'd be cool.
I think it would be cool, too. And there's, frankly, nobody's going to capture imagination. I think that Daniel Craig has done a great job, but Pierce Brosnan would be somebody that kind of could fill in there as an aging Bond. I think that'd be a great idea. Let's hope they decide.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.